see if there's another lady with a green hat and an orange and purple feather. It's hard for us to believe that God has a word for us or a gift for us. Did a message entitled, a message series entitled, Let's Talk About the Holy Spirit. This is the DVD series, so you can see my facial expressions. And then the set time of favor. How many believe you're in a set time of favor? I live for favor. I mean, I'm like you. I walk up to the counter and I just make friends with the person. And it's even better if somebody who's been in front of you has been hostile. Because then you can come in and you can really lay it on thick and just say, I really understand what you're going through. I deal with people all the time. I'm a pastor and I know what it's like to be bitten by sheep. And so we talk about it. And so this is entitled, My Set Time of Favor is Here. We define favor or leadership in the favor of God. Recognize the set time of favor and your program for blessing. I'm going to give these to you, Donna, and I want to just tell you how excited I am to see you here and got a picture. I want to get a picture of you. Do you mind? Say, I don't mind. It wouldn't have made any difference. I was going to take it anyway. Wave. All right. Very good. The title of this message is Revelation Turns the Light On. Would you welcome Clarence? Join the hand of somebody sitting next to you and just squeeze that hand for a moment. Just let them know, see, I'm here for you. Believe in God for you. God's going to say something to you that's going to change your life. I'm going to 1 Chronicles chapter 12. 1 Chronicles chapter 12. Several years ago, Barbara and I were invited to come to Maui for a prophetic conference. And while we were there, we discovered that at this prophetic conference, during the afternoon sessions, they divide hundreds of people up into small groups, and you're to minister to them a prophetic word. And so.